Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Kyla is coming.
This is your backyard, sir. We are not in church.
I know it's supposed to be shaving, but I'm thinking about something else.
I'm done it.
You let a guy die?
Huh? All of my friends are men. I don't have female friends. I don't. I'm incapable of that.
I agree with Steve Harvey.
Sometimes you go too far. People got cameras out.
Sliding in bed with us starting right now.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Hunter is here as always, and the lovely Kim Whitley is here and back.
Yes, I am. Ooh. In this tight Nina Parker couture.
Yes, yeah. You look good. It's gonna be available May 14th. Y'all get ready. All right. Tyrese and his girlfriend are really testing the limits of Instagram and their relationship. She posted a video of him shaving her VIP section, if you get what I'm saying, or as Hunter calls it, her no-no zone.
So I'm gonna put the creamer on first. I'll mix it with some oil. Beautiful.
No, it's beautiful. It's your man hands. I know we're supposed to be shaving, but I'm thinking about something else.
Shaving.
Why are you sticking your tongue out?
I didn't even know I was doing that.
I'm uncomfortable. I don't even know what to ask at this point. It's so cringeworthy. I have a few questions, but I guess my first is, would you trust your partner to shave you specifically this way?
And then you could hear it. Wait a minute, is that her?
Yeah, that's her. That's the new girlfriend.
Oh, that's the new girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah, that's the new girlfriend.
Yeah, I thought it was his daughter. My bad.
Oh, stop it.
I love Tyrese.
I was like, this is a lot to post online. He just announced his divorce in January. We're right. In April. He was in, you were a full on married. Now you're in a new relationship already and you shaving her no-no zone on Instagram by April?
He's
it's just a tricky area to trust somebody with.
Yeah. I'm done it.
You let a guy,
guy?
Huh?
You let a guy shave it?
That's why I said it's fun. It's
is it fun? It's not, cut you.
It's no, you gotta give some rules.
And, okay.
You know, but oh no, he used what are those things called for y'all's head? The
trimmer, like a trimmer.
Wait a minute.
He
used clippers?
Clippers.
He used clippers on your vagina?
Yeah. Hey, I don't call it that.
What do you call it?
It's my thang.
Okay.
See, now think about it. When it's a thang, it's not as sensitive. When you say vagina,
Kim, he had to plug in a device to shave your vagina or your thang.
Them little razors weren't going to work on you.
I would be terrified.
Just have the whole click.
Oh, my God.
But it has to be with somebody you trust.
What number was it on?
Huh?
What number was the clippers on?
Oh, we took it down to probably about one. because the force was at a 10. We had taken
that's
down.
Impressive.
That was impressive.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you guys. Well, shout out to Oprah for the flex of the week. She is very rich, and she has started her own stimulus plan. So Oprah just told Nancy O'Dell that she has been sending friends who are out of work checks for $15,000. She also has been going through the newspaper, picking out random people in need as well. I love the fact that she's going through a newspaper looking for people in need instead of looking online. But good for Oprah. Do we think that, like, every friend, cousin, or us is going to be hitting her up right now?
Okay, I know. I was like, ooh, they put that out. Ooh.
I think
a lot of people will, you know, it's cool when you do it and you're undercover, but when it gets out, now everybody is hitting you up. Mm-hmm. And I think Oprah likes to do things just, you know, out of generosity.
Would you send money to your... Your own stimulus plan?
Oh, yeah. I've sent $15. $15,000? No.
My whole job, me and my brother's job, is to stop my dad from getting scammed. And that's how we help my dad financially.
Yes.
Because he'll call us and he'll be like, this beautiful young woman is reaching out to me. And she, one, doesn't want a single thing from me except for my bank account info because she wants to send me money.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I'm like,
God.
Dad, if you... have you given her anything? He goes, not yet, but as soon as I'm off the phone with you.
No,
yes, you and your brother. I'm like, Oprah, stop. All she has to do is go on Twitter. She can search, like, there are people who, like, ask for money on Twitter. There's, like, hashtags, and you can find them, like, people in need telling their stories,
Well, yeah, they got to tell a story.
Yeah, I mean, you hope that they're telling the truth.
I'm not trustworthy.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But this is the thing. Like, if that's their karma, not yours. Like, if you do your part to reach out to charity and somebody's lying about it, then that's their thing. They're cross
but
to
people
bear.
Do.
You do what you do. You know, you try to be kind. Yeah. All right, moving on. Jay-Z talked about his parenting style to the Sunday Times, and he has an interesting approach. He says that he and Beyonce aren't just handing over the family business to their kids, and they aren't pushing them into show business either. Listen, Blue Ivy already has a Grammy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if, you know, it's probably her decision, but I'm heavily influenced by seeing her parents work, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous to say you're not going to push, because no parent says, I'm pushing them to do show business. Like, no show business parent says that. And yet every kid goes, you make $100 million a year? For singing, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's true. I have two nieces, Tyler Whitley and Hannah Whitley. I'm gonna tell you something.
That's
I was
so cute.
And they're just so cute. But they are actresses, and I was like, why? They're like, Auntie, we wanna be like you. I was like, no, this is a tough business.
Yeah,
you
know? It's a tough business.
It's a tough business.
Especially as child actors, mm-hmm. You know, like at least when you get 18 and over, like enjoy your childhood. All right, Steve Harvey is trending again on Twitter after an old interview of his surfaced on TikTok. So in it, he is going off about the age-old stance that men and women can't be friends because of sexual tension. Here's a reminder of how he feels.
Let's get rid of this right here. You're an attractive woman. There's some guy somewhere saying, yeah, we're friends. No, that's not true. He's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship we have. We remain your friends in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door, a chink in the armor, and trust and believe that guy that you think is just your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment he gets the opportunity.
Because
we're
most
guys.
Men think this way?
99.9% of us think that way.
I don't agree with this. I don't believe that men are that one-dimensional. Like, all men are that one-dimensional, that they cannot have female friends that they are sexually attracted to.
And my father believes this, too. He believes...
Your father does.
He believes that Steve Harvey says that men, they can't be your friends. And let me tell you something. I got a friend, Greg Cameron in Cleveland, my boy, Reggie Banks. They have never, ever... I've never felt like there would be a crack in the arm.
You've never felt sexual tension or anything?
No!
Just friends.
Just friends. Well... Okay.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
What? No. Like, me and Greg definitely been friends from high school.
But Reggie.
Reggie, we watching you.
But later on, but we've been like friend, and my dad is like, nope, boys and girls cannot be friends.
I just think that's so archaic. I don't believe it. I have platonic guy friends.
Yes.
We've never hooked up. It's never been a thing. Like, they've never tried anything with me. We're just friends.
Yeah.
Hunter, you say you don't have any girlfriends.
Because you two are very, very good friends, but you keep inviting her over to the
floor. He's playing. This is him. He says.
Well, because we work together, it can't happen. The second I get fired, ooh, Nina knows.
See? Because I think he's
this
in
is,
love
okay,
with you.
Stop playing for
no,
a minute.
No, it's not playing. I really think
no, he is playing. No, he is not.
No, there's a fantasy. There's something going on nasty with Hunter. I'm sitting in this chair, and I've been meaning to say, every time I look over there, I was like, oh, this is real.
Kim,
Okay. All right, we'll talk about it off the air.
You and I are friends, for real. We're real friends.
For that, see?
I can't. I'm just saying that
I really think Hunter wants to kiss you.
Girl, no.
This is an act.
Look, this is an act. It's an act.
It's so weird.
It is an act.
How about this? Let's hang out one time. You bring the shaving cream, I'll bring the razor, and we just see where it goes.
I don't shave, so I'm not bringing that.
That's fine. I don't need to actually shave anything.
I shave. I wax.
It's more just
later.
Motion. Right.
And we are ending it on that. We got to take a break, but up next, a wife savagely shames her husband on a dating app. Dose of Soch is next.
Let's get back to this conversation.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. All right, people post some of the craziest things on social media, and when they do, it is our job to call them out. So who is ready for
Dose of Soch?
Yeah. Kim tried to get in on it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Kim. All right, so Lizzo's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Lizzo. But she got the party started in Las Vegas early. She is in full party mode for the last few days. Y'all take a look. This is turned up. She is turned up for her birthday. Have y'all ever got this turned up at a party?
Never been that turned up for a birthday party in my life, no.
Have you ever done anything like close to this?
Yeah. Have I ever?
Yeah.
Maybe have you been the sprayer? A pool and had seven men shoot hot
Maybe
loads
you were
of
one of the men. Have you been the sprayer or the sprayee?
No, I've not. I'm not that guy. I'm basically a virgin, okay? I'm an innocent man. I'm just not a big partier, so I've never done that. It looks fun. I would.
You never had a crazy college day. What about you, Lizzo's celebrating?
I was hoping we ran out of time.
Kim, I know you done had a day like this.
I have had many parties like that.
You seem like you'd be fun to party with Kim.
But sometimes you go too far.
Tell me about it.
And there needs to be a friend. There always needs to be one sober friend that says, hey, people got cameras out. It's over.
Yes.
Or, hey, nope.
You know, I had a very full college experience. So, you know, I didn't do that. I didn't. I've never bent over and had people spray champagne on me.
I may have sprayed some champagne on people, though. Oh, I'm doing it on my birthday. I'm definitely going to do that. Same thing. Thank you, Lizzo.
Can I say something? We are all coming out of quarantine, you know, and people are going hard with first experiences out of being out of the house for a year.
It's already
so
started.
Don't be surprised if you see me doing something like that. Mama, Dad, cut the TV off.
It's already started. People are ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody just like, you're seeing people, because a lot of times, a lot of us miss our close friends, but sometimes you just miss the people. You're like, I just miss my casual acquaintances. It's like a family reunion. And then because you know how it is, like people are like, have more, eat more food, have more drink. And then the next thing you know, you're laying by a pool somewhere with Hunter holding your hair. Anyway, DJ Khaled got very spiritual promoting his new album on Instagram. Now, this might be the most DJ Khaled thing we have seen in a long time.
Khaled's coming. It's special. I worked my whole career. I worked my whole life, but to make this album, God's hands all over it. I am Khaled, child of God.
Sir.
These women were about to pass out, sir. Why don't you wrap that up.
Like, this is your backyard, sir. We are not in church.
I just knew he was about to come in with it. I was like, oh, here come the beat. Here come the beat.
It got kind of long. Are you guys inspired by this?
He legitimately thinks he's got God's blood in his veins.
I just feel like he has a very big ego. It's a little bit much for me.
Is there something about to drop? What's happening?
Well, his new album's about to drop.
Yeah, his album.
Khaled Khaled.
Well, then I think he did the right thing.
You do.
He's supposed to. He has to.
This is just so extra to me.
It's a lot, but I mean, it could be.
You gotta be extra these days. It's competition.
But I think the thing is, sometimes, you know, like when Lady Gaga was doing everything she was doing, or even, I guess Kanye's more in the Khaled thing, where I think it's a little bit genuine, as opposed to I'm putting on a character to promote my music. Like, you can almost tell, like, with Khaled, I don't think you don't see him really be genuine that often. It's all, like, for show, for Snapchat. Yeah. And I just feel like, I don't know, I'm personally a little turned off by it, but if it's a good album, I'll listen to it.
Yeah, I agree with that. If the music is good, whatever I say here, I'm gonna listen to it.
Right.
You know, we trying to get some music for the summer, and he does deliver with music for the summer, so I'm not mad at it. It's just, he's just so extra. I had to stop following him on social media. It was just too extra for me.
If he could walk around with a crown and a scepter, he would.
Oh, yes, 1,000%. Anyway, let's move on. This next mess is from Reddit. A married woman set up a Bumble profile hoping to get caught on purpose and make her husband feel like a worthless loser. She said that she is tired of being married to a 42-year-old man-child with a micro who only cares about his truck, football, bros, and beer. Yikes.
Wow.
Why doesn't she just leave him? Why is all of this necessary?
Because I have to cause you pain.
Like, she really came for the jugular.
Saying a dude has a micro is so up.
Yeah.
Especially if he does.
They're small, but micro.
And that's what you say in an argument, I feel like. So it's, you know, men never believe you when you say it, but you can't say it unless it's true. Like, because a lot of women in an argument be like, and that's why you got a small but it's not true.
So often.
They just say it to hurt him, you know?
Yeah, you say it, but then the ones that know, they're like, yeah, that's why he was screaming.
Yeah. And you can never convince them that it's really true.
Like, no. Yeah.
Men with small penises never think it's small. That's the thing. They never think. That's how you know you got one.
Men with small penises never think it's small. Men with micro penises have no misconceptions. They know it's small.
It's unfortunate, but it's somebody for everyone, and not every woman cares. Not every woman cares. I do, but not every woman cares. All right, we gotta take another break. All right, but coming up, witchcraft gone wrong. Who made $100,000 disappear? Only in Florida is next.
Only in Florida.
Pop. All right, so sometimes we see a crazy ass headline and it can only mean one thing. Who is up for Only in Florida? Okay, so you can thank NBC6 for this in-depth reporting. So a couple tried to throw their dream wedding at a Fort Lauderdale mansion. No big deal, right? Except one small problem. They didn't get permission from the owner. We're gonna let reporter Marissa Bagg explain.
This couple showed up here for what they were calling their royal wedding. This wedding website for Courtney Wilson and Shanita Jones says the couple was scheduled to get married at the Wilson Estate in Southwest Ranches this past Saturday. But the 9-bedroom, 13-bath, sprawling 16,000-square-foot property belongs to someone else. When the wedding party showed up Saturday morning to set up, the homeowner called 911.
I have people trespassing on my property. I don't know what's going on. All I want is to stop.
Davie police say the group left as soon as they were asked to go, so no charges were filed. The property is for sale for $5.7 million. Friends of the family say Wilson toured the estate over a year ago as if he was interested in buying it, but never got permission for a wedding party.
What kind of is this?
I feel like there was a scam.
Like, how did they put it on the wedding invitations? How did they not think that they were going to get caught?
By the way, very beautiful wedding invitations. I was like, I thought their style was impeccable. And I think their pick of a house is nice, too. The only thing that's confusing is I agree with you that maybe it was like they got scammed, right? Like someone sold them on the
property.
But they said that he went to the property a year ago to tour it.
But who took him to the property to tour it? See, it could have been somebody who's been
doing
this.
It sounds like they said that he came under the guise of, I want to buy this property. So he was clearly under some type of misrepresentation himself.
Yeah,
because this is the thing. thing. Like, they put it on their invitations. This is crazy. And, like, where did all the guests go? Like, did they have catering? Did they end up getting married? There's so many questions that I have.
I can't imagine giving a wedding, telling all my friends coming, and I don't even have keys to the place.
Right. It's called the audacity, and that's what they have. All right, you guys, be careful who you turn to for supernatural help, because they might just be running a scam. We're talking about scams today. A Florida woman ran off with over $100,000 from 10 victims after promising to offer witchcraft services and cleanse their money. NBC2 reported the story and even recreated one of the woman's rituals.
Police say Rosalia told her victims they had darkness inside them and she needed to fix it, telling them she could bless their money, making it double and triple in quantity. To convince one man he had darkness around him, she told him to take home 3 eggs and put them under his bed. He brought them back to her the next day. When she opened them, one contained blood, another had needles, and the third had worms inside.
I wonder how she got them in the eggs.
You can, like, cut out a little hole, and then you re-glue, like, another piece of shell, and then you, like, sand and you paint it. Yeah.
Oh, have you done this? How do you know how to do this?
He does Easter eggs. He's really well.
I do a f***ed up Easter egg hunt for kids every year. So that's how you get
the worms.
That's
really dark.
What a creative thing, though. That's pretty creative to be like, let me doctor these eggs, and then you leave them on your bed, you bring it back. I would give money if I was a Florida person.
Yikes. All right, and good news for anyone looking for a unique home. For only $140,000, you can own a haunted jail in Trenton, Florida. The only catch is, and this is real, the seller still wants to be able to come over and visit the ghosts that live there. Would you guys be down to have a little ghost visitation with the previous owner?
This is strange. You know what? Because they're obviously friendly ghosts. I got ghosts in my house. And when I first moved in, they really got on my nerves. But once I started talking to the ghosts, we had a little agreement. They were keeping my kid up. They were doing too much. They were in there. They were rattling. Stuff was crazy. The water would just turn on. I said, look here, ghost. I bought this house for a lot of money. I said, I don't know what the other people did to you. I said, but we're going to live together. You're going to be quiet. Stop keeping my kid up. I said,
I've seen black women get a lot of people together. I ain't never seen somebody cuss out a ghost.
Cussed out the ghost.
And got them together, too. Do you have any ghosts in your house?
No, not that I know of. I mean, me walking around naked looks like a ghost, so I think that's enough.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
I can't.
White.
Bobby Brown had sex with a ghost, they're real.
They're real. Well, I also think your ghosts are nice. These are ghosts in a jail.
Yeah, these probably are going to be like evil ghosts, right? Why would he want to keep visiting them? There's a lot of questions. These pictures are extremely creepy. Good luck to everybody who ventures to that jail. It could be like a tourist spot, though, maybe. Make a little coin from it. Yeah. You guys, we are out of time, but we will see you tomorrow night. We're going to have an all-new nightly pop. Kim is going to be back, so make sure that you are setting your DVRs. Bye. Yeah.